Yeah, the Nogunri massacre is just such a terrible story. One problem that happened for the Americans and other UN forces is that their enemy was Korean and their ally was Korean. And it was hard to tell them apart. Same thing happened in Vietnam. But also, one of the things the North Koreans did in those early weeks when they were occupying the South is to use South Korean civilians as a shield. So a group of civilians fleeing south or fleeing somewhere, you know, to escape the fighting, would be going down the road, but hidden in the middle of them would be some North Korean soldiers who were armed. And when UN unit would come by, you know, they would sort of burst out and fire on them. So after that happened repeatedly, then the UN soldiers became very suspicious of South Korean civilians. On a human level, it's perfectly understandable. But of course, in military terms, you want your soldiers to be disciplined enough not to do this. But on human terms, what they did was then to begin being afraid of South Korean refugees. And so what happened at Nogunri is they were ordered into this, underneath this bridge, and then in the confusion, American soldiers began firing on them, thinking that there were North Korean soldiers there. Turns out there were not, and they killed many innocent South Korean citizens. So it was a terrible thing happening, but you know, you have to understand it in terms of the context of mass chaos and death, and death coming from surprising places, soldiers not being able to tell who was an enemy and who was a friend. Again, they should have been well enough disciplined to refrain from losing control that way and just firing at civilians, but they were not able to do that. Perhaps partly because of the way the troops were hastily sent to Korea. The occupation forces that were in Japan were the first soldiers to go to Korea because they were nearby. But they had very poor training. They were not combat troops. They were just occupation troops who had a really easy job to do in Japan. There was no resistance to the occupation. So it was a very kind of cushy job in Japan. They were enjoying their time there. And then suddenly they get thrown into this hellish, you know, situation in Korea. And you know, they're not equipped for it. They're psychologically not equipped for it. There were many other atrocities. I mentioned in my presentation on the part of South Koreans and North Koreans, as there are in any civil war. It's the nature of a civil war. But there was action and then revenge, you know. A lot of revenge for things that had happened prior to the war.